Okay, I'm talking to Mamuna Jane, who has set up the Lunchbox charity a month ago. Mamuna, can you tell me what you're aiming to do with the charity and what your plans are for the coming weeks?
We have been allocated the hospitals in the Western area by the Ministry of Health and Sanitation based on a service that we provided over lockdown, where we served up hot meals to 7 communities and served up 2,600 meals to young people and children. We have convinced the ministry that we are in the fit state to take over feeding the hospitals, the patients, and all the frontline staff, so the nurses, the doctors, the porters, the grave diggers, the burial teams, everybody who's in the front line is worthy of at least a meal from Lunchbox. That's the way we see it. So the idea is that we free up the Ministry of Health and Sanitation to so that they don't have to worry about that part of the struggle. I mean, this is a very complex situation, and we're all battling to get things going and keep the boat afloat. So
what are you going to be doing in the UK next? I think it's next week.
Yes. So in the UK next week, we are going to launch our campaign called Lunch is on Me, and we're going to be asking people to take photographs of their lunch, make a donation to the value of their lunch, post their photographs online, so Instagram, social media, and perhaps nominate 3 other people to do the same. And so we're hoping that we'll create, not just so we'll raise funds, obviously, but we'll also create an awareness and get people to focus on the fact that for so many people around the world, and Sierra Leone is just one example, for so many people around the world, getting lunch is actually, in some cases, an impossibility. Mm-hmm. So we want to help with the Ebola crisis. We want to help, obviously, we're focused at the moment on delivering for the hospitals in the Western area, but in the end, we're going to be rolling this out nationwide. Uh-huh. And we're going to constantly be raising funds and asking people to support us to achieve that.
And something like 17,000 people born in Sierra Leone were living in Britain in recent years, according to the 2001 census. So is there a strong feeling of solidarity among that community in the UK?
Yes, it's a very close community, because Sierra Leone is quite a small country anyway, so we do tend to know each other within Sierra Leone, and so when we come abroad, that story continues. I mean, there are parts of the country where obviously Sierra Leoneans converge, and we stay in touch with each other, and then obviously social media is a good platform for us to sort of keep in touch. But it's a very close-knit community, and we have all sorts of things that we do, alumni associations, all sorts of initiatives to help, you know, people back home and just to really to enjoy living in the United Kingdom.
Is there any particular accesses in terms of regions or areas or cities of the UK where people come together?
London. Mm-hmm. The south of London is our hub. I mean, the south of London, southeast of London in particular, is a hub for Africans in general, but particularly so for Sierra Leoneans. Manchester, there's a big community in Manchester. Birmingham, most of the main cities in the UK will have a good proportion of Sierra Leoneans living there, but south of London, southeast London, is really HQ, if I could call it that.
Okay. Well, thanks for speaking to me, Mamuna, and good luck with the project.